I bought my house from a hoarder. Not your ordinary hoarder, a plant hoarder. And the worst part is that she died at the age of 85 in an auto accident. And the family fought over the estate for a year and a half before they sold the house to us. And in the meantime, the grandson and his iguana had been living in the house, and the grass was barely cut. That means when I moved in August 1999, the bushes in the front yard were as high as my second-story dormer windows. The once beautiful flower gardens in the back and around the sides of the house had become this morass of roses and flowers and shrubs and weeds and every kind of baby tree imaginable in Lansing, Michigan. And so, being a person that loves control, I sought about to fix this problem of a overgrown garden, to put it politely. This included taking out about 30 yards of fence line shrubbery that had grown into the retaining wall between me and my neighbor's house. I can wield a pickaxe better than any English professor in the world. And so this went on for about 10 years, and I finally got it under control so that I could go away in the summers and do what I love, which is get back to the mountains and hike and climb. And then, for the better way of saying this, it felt like my life fell apart. I got divorced, and in order to meet the mortgage, I took in a housemate. And then I got the hives, and I landed in the trauma room at Sparrow Medical Center. And after that, I've just been battling autoimmune problems ever since. And the department where I work at the college just sort of like fell apart, and it was horrible. And I took an interim position that I loved just to get out of that department, largely. And in the meantime of doing that, I knew I had to return to my home department someday, and I got told that if I wanted to, I had to go back to school and get another graduate degree. $10,000 to keep a job that I'd been doing successfully for 14 years. And so, in the middle of this, I oddly saw a job in Montana and applied for it. I interviewed via Skype and was offered the job. And then they told me the salary. Yeah, I'm speechless to this day. It was about a $30,000 pay cut from what I'm making here in Michigan. It was a job I would have loved, but I was facing surgery, and I decided to stay in Lansing, Michigan, because it kind of felt like home for a change. And so last year, after I had recovered from surgery, my roommate and I, we started planting things in my yard. We got annual flowers. The first time I'd ever planted anything like petunias last year came in my yard. We expanded the vegetable gardens, and it was beautiful. People now tell me, your yard looks beautiful. And all it goes to show me is that the saying that says that you have to grow and bloom where you're planted is true. Because I was planted in Lansing, Michigan, and I'm beginning to grow. Thank you.